I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good evening. This is the 5 o'clock report. 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Maria Shaleo, sitting in today for Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story this hour. The Salt Lake City School District has half as many school resource officers as they used to before the pandemic. And now they're working on getting that number up. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson reports.
This wasn't about funding. Salt Lake City School District spokesperson Yandri Chatwin says they always had the cash to pay for the officers. But she says the police department asked if they could assign fewer officers because of a severe staffing shortage, and the district was teaching remotely at the time.
Because of that, our needs were less than they typically would be in terms of how many resource officers we needed.
And with recent school shootings, some people have called KSL asking if now's a good time to have fewer officers in the schools. But Chatwin says they're working with the police department to get those officers back.
Even when we had fewer officers, but we have been grateful for the support that they provide.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Sheriffs in Michigan are currently searching for the parents of the Oxford High School shooting suspect. The parents were scheduled to surrender this afternoon at a court appearance, but ABC News reports they didn't appear. However, the family's lawyer says they didn't flee either. The parents are facing manslaughter charges after Michigan's prosecutor called for tougher gun laws in the state. Here's ABC's Dave Packer.
We need to do better in this country.
Prosecutor Karen McDonald calling Michigan gun laws woefully inadequate.
We don't have a safe storage law. We're not legally required to store your weapon in a safe manner.
The 9mm handgun used in the Oxford school shooting found to be the same one purchased just days earlier by 15-year-old Ethan Crumbly's father.
A store employee confirms that Ethan Crumbly was present with James at the time of the purchase.
McDonald finding the parents criminally negligent in not securing the weapon from their son.
Gun ownership is a right, and with that right comes great responsibility.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
Here in Utah, former Utah defense attorney Greg Skorda says a person does not have to pull the trigger to also be culpable of murder.
Some states have what they call involuntary manslaughter. In Utah, we might want to call it something like negligent homicide, where people can be criminally culpable for the death of another person, even though they weren't the one that pulled the trigger or the one that caused the death, simply because they were enough involved that they should have known better.
Skordis believes the parents could be found responsible for giving access to a gun to their son if the teen gave any signs of wanting to create harm. Educators in the Cache County School District say they're going to take concrete steps to ensure racist messages are not spread among students. Superintendent Steve Norton spoke at the district's board meeting saying one Skyview High School student wore KKK gear for Halloween while another wore blackface.
The district plans to reach out and meet with teachers, parents, and students to better understand and address the challenges and difficulties related to race and racism.
Critics told the board that if students felt those racist images were funny, then the district is failing to educate them. The school district adds specific anti-racism video shown at an assembly at the school also was not appropriate. Utah Department of Transportation is closing a portion of I-80 over the weekend. KSL News Radio's Jacob Rueda reports.
UDOT is closing I-80 in both directions between 700 East and Foothill Drive in Salt Lake City on Saturday night. Crews will be replacing the 1700 East Bridge over the freeway. They will be using a new construction method where the old bridge is demolished and the new bridge is slid into place. I-80 will be closed from 10 p.m. on Saturday night until 8 a.m. on Sunday morning.
UDOT says the reconstruction is part of a larger effort to rebuild portions of I-80 and the I-215 East Belt. Denver is feeling Salt Lake's pain. The Mile High City is about a week away from breaking a record set back in 1887 for 235 consecutive days without snow. Closer to home, it's only the second time since 1976 that Salt Lake City stayed snowless through the month of November. Good news, though, for powder hounds. Looks like we'll get a series of storms starting next week to break up the inversion and add some snow to the resorts. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints announces another mission in Hawaii. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has details.
The new mission will be in Lehi, Hawaii for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. This will be the second mission run by the faith in the island state. It will include the Lehi Hawaii Temple Visitor Center, three young single adult stakes near BYU, Hawaii, and two stakes in the Lehi area. The Lehi mission will open on January 3rd next year. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
You will need a permit to complete the Angel's Landing hike in Zion National Park starting in April next year. Park officials announced today they will use a permit lottery system to try to ease the crowding and to address safety concerns. The lottery will start January 3rd, and it will cost $6 to enter. KSL News Time, 5:05.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.